Alexander MCK Chileshe. Today, I just want us to interact on a more personal level. I want us to talk about a season that we all face one way or the other. A subject that most people shy away and would rather not talk about. And this is the season of despair. I want somebody to be encouraged that we cannot attain understanding in every single happening or situation that happens in our lives. There are certain things that the Lord does not reveal to man. There are certain things that the Lord keeps to himself. We find this in Deuteronomy 29:29, where Bible declares that the secret things belong unto God, but that which he has revealed belong unto us and our children forevermore. So when we are faced with the season of despair, dear brethren, there are certain things that activate in our subconscious. This activation in the subconscious is awakened by a whisper of the devil. He will begin to tell you, you have just had 3 miscarriages in the past 3 years, and this is your 4th miscarriage that you're going to have. He will begin to whisper to you, you're a graduate. You've been a graduate for the past 6-7 years and you still do not have a job, or you don't have a proper job. You are a beautiful young lady, but you do not have a man, you do not have a husband. You're a handsome young man with a job, but without a wife. All your friends have got partners. The devil will whisper such things. The same type of business that you are doing, your friends are doing, yours is not going anywhere. It's not moving forward. Look at your friends. When you're in a season of despair, you are at the point of weakness where the devil can whisper carnality into your subconscious. Yes, man is a spirit. Who has a soul and lives in a body. Yes, we are not of this world, but we live in this world, which is the physical realm. The physical realm takes a toll on carnality, on our physical being. So when we're in a season of despair, the whisper of the devil bows down on material, bows down on emotional aspects. It is at this time when we should be bolder and stronger in the Lord. It is at this time when we should watch what we listen to. We watch who we associate ourselves with. We watch what we read. Or what we perceive on television. It's either we spend time with loved ones that are strong in the Lord, or we seek counsel with the man or woman of God, a church leader, an elder. Or we read the Bible. If this cannot suffice, let us take worship or praise songs and listen. But we need to intensify. We need to nudge the spirit within us so that we can have the propensity to drive towards the Lord God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The season of despair is real, and we all go through it. The difference is, when we go through it, how do we come out of it? It is the mirror effect of that faith is not the how long you wait on the Lord, but it is the how you behave when you are waiting. How is your lifestyle when you're in the season of despair? Are you blaming everybody around you and everything around you? Have you put your energy on taking alcohol, on fornicating and committing adultery, insulting people? What do you become in the season of despair? So I want you to be encouraged, dear brethren, that the key and the answer is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Begin to recant that voice of the enemy that is in your mind. Begin to recant that voice of the enemy that is in your heart. Begin to recant that voice of the enemy that is in your spirit and your soul. Tell the devil to off-ramp. Tell the devil that here and now this is where you end. The journey with me ends right now. For I am going forward without you. The fray that I am stepping into is a space for me and the holy angels. The fray that I am going into is a space for me and the Holy Spirit. The fray that I am going to is a space where the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. The space that I am going into is a place of peace, understanding, wisdom, joy, and love. Tell the devil that enough is enough. Speak to the season of despair and tell that season that your time has come. I am going into the next season. For my life is season as the Lord created it. Your season has come to pass. And I go into the season of understanding, joy, peace, love. You are blessed beyond measure for listening to this message. And may the good Lord, the Holy Spirit, speak to you in the name of Jesus. Shalom.